CX, mobile.
Patrick, N6CLX.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to you in a couple of days.
Doing okay. Yeah, it's been a wild month so far, but I'm here.
I hope it's been a good while.
I guess. was it last week? No, week before last, I unexpectedly had to go down to Mexico to work on a piece of equipment, get it installed, and then now this week I'm working on why it quit working.
Frustrating way of doing business, I'm sure, but it's all part of it, right?
Just, you know, it's just one of those things, trying to diagnose what's wrong with a piece of equipment when very little can go wrong. But it's going wrong.
Thing been going smooth for you?
Yeah. Just trying to stay cool this week. How about you? Everything good with you?
And vehicle breakdowns and that kind of stuff. It's been a wild month for me, too. Tool truck was down for a week. Still not 100%, but it moves down the road, so we're going on with it till we can recover the wallet.
I was wondering why I hadn't heard you around. Figured something was going on. I hear that, though. What's ironic is the tool truck broke.
Full time.
Kind of like a welder's welder broke, you know. I guess you couldn't weld a welder to make fix it, but you know what I mean.
It's tough when your tools break down and you can't use them, and no matter what, it's like a mechanic losing his ratchet, or his ratchet breaking, you know. You try to have a backup, but sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. And you just make the best out of it till you can get it fixed, or replace it.
What's wrong with this thing down in Mexico is the drive that's causing this thing to stop working. Chain drive with a tensioner and a gearbox. Gear motor, actually. After the guys that I was working with for a week that don't speak any English left, it started slipping, and I looked at it. I'm worked until 9:30 that night trying to get that tensioner to work. Finally, I figured out it was on the wrong side. But I'm trying to do that with a pair of channel locks, you know, so I have a feeling that might be part of the problem now. I've rounded out all the bolts.
Well, at least you figured out what's caused it. The tensioner on the wrong side. You're tensioning the wrong side of the chain. That could cause a little bit of a problem.
But then I think when they came back the next day and we got it fixed, I told them tighten it. And I think they over-tightened it. So now the chain wore out the sprocket that in a week? I don't know.
Too much tension on that stuff. You take the bearings out or wear the sprocket out or the gear, whichever you got, and or the pulley if you're running a smooth back. It's just like a belt on a car. You can get those too tight.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm waking up this morning thinking, I'm wondering if they're overloading that piece of equipment. So, you know, we got an over-tightened chain that's being overstressed because it's being overused. That would explain a lot.
And it's easy to overlook something like that, too.
This place makes corrugated board, you know, the sheet, cardboard sheet. Big 1,000-foot long one, and then they cut them. Anyway, all the trash comes over to our side, and I collect all the dust. And they were running one of the systems while we were building this thing, so I was covered in dust all day long. But I'm just wondering if they've said, okay, now muchachos, run everything, and this thing's just being blasted.
Unless you're there when they're doing it, it's going to be hard to tell. Because one thing about this I've always found is the customer will never admit to doing anything they shouldn't be doing.
What I thought was full blast, and man, it was collecting some dust. But if they doubled that, I can see where we would have a problem. Anyway, I'd have to show you what this thing does. It's kind of like a giant self-cleaning vacuum cleaner.
Sorry about that, we're yawning. But yeah, I'd be curious to see it. If you got pictures or video of it, just send them over. That'd be neat to see stuff like that.
Send it to you. And 60 likes for that ID. I don't understand how they work on roads in this state, South Carolina. You know, over here in Spartanburg, they're redoing 85, resurfacing it. Good, bless them. But they strip the whole top off and leave it with all the rocks, all the stuff associated. What, are they going to come back in 3 months and resurface it? I don't get that.
Like to pave when the temperature, a certain temperature, not getting above or below this, and it's the ideal time to pave, so fall and the spring. So they're coming up on time to pave. That's why they get ready for that. But they grind all the roads down and to resurface them instead of just building them up, make them higher and higher, which is a good thing. Then you get some of that stuff that's broken up out of there, too.
It just seems to me that it should be a continuous process. You grind and you lay at the same time, but it doesn't seem to be the way they do it.
I guess I could see it that way if you've done it where you're grinding and paving at the same time, and let's say the carbide teeth breaker or whatever on the grinder, and it's down, then you're down both sections, where if you go out and grind and get a head start on it and then come pave, then you're not holding up two crews, you're only holding up one.
I guess there's just no good way to repave a main interstate, you know?
I wouldn't want to be in their shoes either, because no matter which way you done it, you're not going to make everybody happy, so it is what it is.
Just turn it positive and say, hey, they're doing something to repair it, so bless them.
At least they're making an effort. That's a lot to be said anymore.
At least it's not the Interstate 26 through between Asheville and Hendersonville. I think several work crews have worked their entire job and retired on that thing.
Been on a little while. I guess, what, about 10 years now that I know of, I can remember. But hopefully they're getting close to being done with that section of it.
September turns out better for you, and things roll around better. I think it will for me and mine.
Me too. For you also, and something's got to give sooner or later. That's all I can say about it. But with this being an election year, I'm not holding my breath for anything.
I don't know. It's horrible. I've gotten used to going to bed and waking up saying, man, it can get worse.
You say, oh, it can't be any worse than this. That just lays the challenge out there. But, Mike, I'm getting close to my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3 so I can get turned in here because I got to get off the road pretty quick. You be safe out there. Good to talk to you again, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Fine day, and take care, and hopefully you make some good sales to get some pocket change to fix that truck. N6CLX, I'll be clear as well.